And we're gonna play some songs for you guys tonight. We're totally acoustic, and also our instruments are pretty small, so our strike zone's really small. So you're not gonna get hit in the face with like a long ass like electric bass neck. So if you guys wanna come up butt ton closer to us, that would be fucking amazing. He's got the longest neck and it's like a shortish guitar neck. So for our first trick, what are we doing? So this first one's called Wooden Remorse, which is about not just saying you're sorry, because you're gonna say sorry a lot every time you mess up. But when you say sorry, there's normally this sort of inherent promise that you're going to change your behavior. This is about actually trying to look inside and make those changes instead of just saying sorry for fucking forever. Are we ready?
Yeah!
completed has been on this tour. It's about life as an insect. So I hope you guys like it. Also, if you guys feel free, you know, to dance or shake or twerk or whatever, because, you know, this is like, I don't know if you guys knew, but like on the flyer, it said nerds only, so the people here are all nerds like us, and no one would make fun of you because nerds don't let each other down. That's true. Are we ready? Cool.
Thank you.
I got like the worst headache of my life, which is any headache at all, pretty much. I don't really get headaches. I don't know how to rate this at all. But sound hurts pretty bad right now. What is next?
The short one.
Oh, the short one. Cool. All right, so this next one's a slow jam. We were listening to a lot of Al Green at the time that we wrote this, and the Reverend is somebody who speaks really like straight to my hips. The guy's pretty much got a straight channel to my moneymaker. You know, people like to say that Brown was the hardest working man in school, but I like to think the Reverend was. Anyways, I hope you guys like this next one. If you guys want a mosh or whatever, that'd be okay. But you totally don't have to. Experience these like high mesas and beautiful pine forests going into the desert, and they're overcome with beauty, and they're like, how can you guys live in a place this beautiful? Wherever you live, it's easy to forget how beautiful where you live is. It's easy to just let it become the background to your drama and your bullshit and your shopping and your homework and whatever else. But honestly, if you guys haven't in a while, go enjoy this place that you live, because it's phenomenally gorgeous. And we'll do the same when we get back to Albuquerque. What's next?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Cool. This next one's called Martyrs. It's a really old one. It's about the propagandizing of the dead perpetrated by the living. Sometimes when a person dies, that's not the end of the tragedy, because, you know, a person dies, and all of us will die. But somebody dies, and instead of just passing away, for whatever reason, the living decide to bring these people back as shades of their former selves and turn a human being into an idea. And a human being and an idea are not the same thing. And don't let a dead friend or a dead lover or somebody you cared about become an idea, because they're not. They're a human being, or they were a human being. That's how you should remember them. Sounds about that, I guess. And these strings are about flat, I guess. I'm not a very witty person. I think I'm small, so people think I must be witty, but I'm just small and also not witty. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Come on.
got one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one do you want to do?
Let's do the... Well, I don't know what this crowd is like. They're still new. I feel like the night's just beginning. I don't know what to say to them or how to touch them. So I mean that in a meta. I mean that not in a physical way. So do you guys want to hear sort of a song that's pretty dancey and kind of really positive about DIY spaces and community, or do you guys want to hear kind of a slow and fast song inspired by Swedish hardcore and doom about remaking reality into the way you see fit?
The second one.
Yeah, I think we need to tune too.
That's right.
And I might G's slip in. Man, that's our running gag. If anything's broken, we try to fix it with a little piece of tortilla. So, yes, it has worked once. We try it every time. This is the case, because you can fix it with tortilla. It's like, why didn't you? Ready?
Yeah. Hold on.
Let's see if I can throw it something nice. It's fine, man. You gotta get ready. This is not an easy song to play.
Okay.
You good?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
are from Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're dead smack in the middle of our tour. If you guys could throw us a few bucks, that would really improve our quality of life. However, no matter what, we want people who are interested in our music to be able to have a part of it and be able to listen to it and, I don't know, somehow have some sort of communication between this group of people and this group of people even when we're not here. So if you would like to talk to us about a CD, even if you don't have any money, I would be very interested in making sure you guys got one. Do you guys want to play Women's the Center? Call it.
Call it.
How do you feel?
I feel great. There's a band after us called No Name. I'm going to try to name them during their set. We should all play that game. At the end of every song, everybody should scream out different band names.
I'm okay with this.
Hiding propaganda in song, children almost become immune to what they're actually.